Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, March 13th. This happens to be the birthday of Sister Elizabeth Foley. And I hope Miss Foley has a great birthday and enjoys the blessings of the Lord on this special day. Well, I'm not here in the state of Kentucky at this time. Some of you know already that my wife and I have traveled down to Mississippi to be in a meeting down there. Brother Ronnie Sutton, his church in Amory, Mississippi, having a Bible conference this week, and we've been invited to come. We usually go there and enjoy a good time, good preaching, and just enjoy the presence of the Lord there. Hope that that's the same this week. And that is Monday through Wednesday, and then my wife and I taking a little mini vacation on Thursday and Friday. Our people here at the church last year actually rented us a cabin and got us a free meal down there, and we've never used that. So we're going to do that this week. And our anniversary is Wednesday, so hope you'll remember us in prayer. But we're going to go right along in the broadcast nonetheless. But we're just continuing on what we started this week, preaching from Psalm chapter number 32, and really using the whole psalm, but particularly verse number 1 and verse number 2, and speaking about the blessedness of forgiveness. And as I'm making these broadcasts week by week now, and taking one sermon and breaking it down into a five-day broadcast, one of the things that I'm doing, some of you have noticed, is that I may be repeating quite a bit of it, especially towards the end of the week. But what I'm doing is I'm trying to hit the major points. And so we're reminding you of that, rehearsing that. And then each day, there'll be a part of that that might be replayed. But each day, there's an additional part that's played as well. And you'll be able to see the next point, maybe the next couple of points, as it moves along. I hope these are a blessing to you. Well, we're going to go ahead and move right along into prayer time. It is time to call on the Lord in prayer. So would you pray with us at this time? Our Heavenly Father, I want to say, as our Lord taught us to say, hallowed be thy name. Lord, you deserve so much praise, honor, and glory. You are a holy God and a wonderful Heavenly Father. I want to thank you for putting me in the family of God, for birthing me by the power of the Holy Ghost through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the will of the everlasting Father. I want to thank you for birthing me into the family of God. Now, Father, I pray that you would bless this broadcast and bless this week of broadcast at the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. I pray you'd be with my wife and I as we've traveled down the Mississippi. Lord, I pray you'd be in that meeting there and bless it as well. Lord, I pray that you'd be with the church here at Island Ford Baptist Church on Wednesday night as Brother Hall preaches for us here. Lord, I pray that you would just put your touch and hand upon that and then bless us in our time of little vacation on Thursday and Friday. And Lord, help us to be refreshed and come back ready to serve you even better and more fully. Now, Lord, I do pray that you'd help those that are sick and afflicted, those that are facing problems, those that have doctor's visits and medical things going on. Lord, I pray you'd touch them in their body. I know that you are in the healing business. You have the ability, the power to heal. Sometimes you do it with or without medication. Sometimes you do it with or without the aid of physicians. But Lord, I pray that you'd help these folks in accordance to thy will. But then, Lord, I pray especially for those that are lost, that you'd bring them to Christ, Lord, through the power of the gospel. You'd bring them to a place of faith and repentance that they might believe and be saved before it is eternally too late. Father, I pray that you'd bless the saint. Help us, dear God, that we might rejoice in the blessedness of forgiveness. Help us that we might walk worthy of the vocation wherein we are called. Lord, that we'd be used by the hand of God, and that we would obey you and please you, and that we would live right in the sight of God. Father, I pray that you would help now and help Brother Hall, Mrs. Hall, touch them in their body, strengthen them, continue to bless them, and bless the radio station at WSOF and WHAJ, and the work that's going on there. Father, I pray you'd bless and use that for your glory and for your honor as well. I do pray, dear God, for those young people that have been on our heart continuously for some time now. Some of them are lost. Some of them say they're saved, but they're in a state of rebellion. They're in a state of being a prodigal away from the parents and away from the church and the teaching that they were raised in. Father, I pray you'd turn them back to thee. And dear God, if they need salvation, you'd grant them salvation. Father, if they just need to get right with God, you'd let them know that and bring them back, Lord, in the hand of God and in the grace of God. Father, I pray that you'd comfort and strengthen the families of those involved in that. I do pray for our missionaries and the work of God overseas and here at home. Lord, would you use it for your glory and your honor and have your way. Lord, I pray that you'd bless Sister Foley today, especially on her birthday, and get the glory. And we do ask these things in the lovely and precious name, that name which is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to get ready to move right into a song by our family before we go to the scripture text. And I hope this might be a blessing to you. We've chosen the song, Send the Rain. This is just the children singing, but it's talking about revival. I hope it might be a real blessing to you. All right. Hope you enjoyed that good song there. And we're going to get ready to move right into the message. This week, we're preaching from the scripture found in Psalm chapter number 32, verse number 1. And right before we go to the scripture, we're going to have the introduction here as we go into the message recorded live at the Island Ford Baptist Church.
Psalm 32 and verse number 1. I want to read the entire psalm, only 11 verses. I'll read the entire psalm, say some things overall about it, then preach a message from the first little bit. All right, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." We could stop right there and shout the rest of the day. Amen. Amen. "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." I want to preach on this thought, the blessedness of forgiveness of sins. Amen. The blessedness of forgiveness of sins. If you'll notice the psalm, I didn't read the title. It's under the heading there, Psalm 32, a psalm of David, and then it says Miskel. Now, this title informs us that this is one of David's psalms. Scholars tell us that David penned this psalm sometime shortly after Psalm 51. And you know these psalms do not come in chronological order, but that this psalm, his reference here to sin, his reference to the broken bones and all the different things that are in here, remind us of what is said in Psalm 51. And really, Psalm number 51 is David's experience of repentance. And he repents. You see that very, very clear in Psalm 51. But this is not his psalm of repentance. This is his psalm of rejoicing, because after he's repented, he's received the blessings of God. Amen. And so we see that rejoicing. Matter of fact, verses 3, 4, and 5 deal with that silence and the inner turmoil that was in David's heart, that turmoil that was as a storm raging in David's heart while that conviction was working on him. Matter of fact, I read again over there in Samuel where Nathan came to David, 2 Samuel, and Nathan told him that story about the rich man with all the lambs, all that he wanted, and the poor man came, and how that the rich man took the poor man's lamb, and David in his anger said that man ought to die. He'll restore fourfold and he ought to die. And Nathan pointed his finger at David and said, "Thou art the man." Reminded David of his sin. And when you read that again, and that's what caused me to think of what I said this morning in Sunday school. Sometimes you read that and it looks like, because you move from one verse to the next verse, it looks like these things happen so quickly. David repented, and Nathan says to David, he says that thou shalt not die. He says that the Lord has heard your prayer and your sin has been removed. Now, he's talking about your sin has been lifted and God's not going to requite it at your hand. But he said, nevertheless, the sword shall not depart from your house. The baby's going to die and the sword shall not depart. And so David found forgiveness. He found conviction. He found repentance. And he found forgiveness when those things fell into place. But when you read Psalm 51, you'll notice that this didn't happen just like that. David spent some time. David really devoted and came very clean with God about his sin. David owned it. Matter of fact, there in Psalm 51, the first few verses, there are seven distinct times that David says it's my sin. I have sinned. He owns up to it in that complete number of seven. He owns up to it completely. And nobody ever gets saved trying to blame somebody else for their sin. We can't even blame Adam for our sin. Adam opened the door, but we walked through the door. We partook of the sin, amen. And so when we come to God, we got to come with a clearness and with a cleanness, amen. But Psalm number 32 was written after that David had experienced the restoration and the joy of the Lord's salvation. Now, not only does this title inform us that this is a Psalm of David, but that word miskel means that it is a Psalm of teaching. It's called a didactic Psalm. And the word miskel is Strong's number 4905. It is a Hebrew word that means instructive or teaching. The word didactic is an English word. You didn't know that. You thought it sounded Greek to you, didn't it? Amen. But it was the word didactic means teaching. It means edifying, educational, informative, improving morals. That's what the word didactic means. And so this is called that, a didactic psalm. In other words, if we put it in language we understand, this is a doctrinal psalm. This is a psalm that teaches us a doctrine. You know what the doctrine is? There is forgiveness of sin in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a doctrine to study. Amen. And what better time to think about that than when we're headed towards the celebration of the day in which God gave His Son. Amen. There is forgiveness of sin with God. And as a matter of fact, David, by calling this a doctrinal song, David is going to teach us to sing about doctrine. Amen. I get amazed sometimes. I remember being in a preacher's fellowship some years ago. And this preacher, he said, "You know what's the problem in our Baptist churches?" He said, "The problem is we're trying to preach doctrine." He said, "We need to leave off doctrine and just preach Jesus." Well, that sounds all right, but it's foolish. It's ignorant. The word doctrine means to teach. You can't leave off doctrine. You got to teach people, amen. And you got to train people. And that's what the Bible, if you're not going to teach doctrine, you're not teaching anything. So this is a doctrine. I believe it's a great doctrine. And David discovered it. And matter of fact, we'll find out in a little bit. Paul alludes to that and talks about what David discovered here. But David discovered this doctrine. And the doctrine is that that dark cloud of sin doesn't have to hang over your head all of your life. That heavy load of guilt and that heavy load of shame does not have to be carried on your shoulders all of your life. But there is forgiveness with God. Amen. And he's going to talk about the blessedness of forgiveness of sin. What a doctrine. And this is a doctrine we can sing about. Amen. Amen. I believe another proof that this psalm is a follow-up to Psalm 51 is that David's repentance is recorded. Matter of fact, turn over there just a few pages, Psalm 51. I want to show you a couple of verses, verses 12 and 13. Psalm 51, verse 12 and 13. By the way, I'd encourage you, bring your Bible and read, look, turn in your Bible, and it'll be a help to you. You don't necessarily have, you might not find everything as quickly as we do, but that's all right. You'll learn to do that if you'll practice. If you don't practice, you'll never learn to do that. Amen. But if you look at it, I believe it'll help you. Look at verse number 12. This is David's prayer after he has completely owned his sin. He says in verse number 12, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." Look at verse 13. "Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Amen. So I underline the phrase, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." And I underline the phrase, "Then will I teach." So David now has been restored, and David now has received that forgiveness of sin, and David is going to teach us about the forgiveness and the restoration that is possible to those that come to God. He's going to here recommend to us the blessedness of forgiveness of sin. He's going to speak about the remorse of that cursed experience of the guilt and the shame, but he's going to point to us the fact that there is forgiveness. Now, one important characteristic to point out about this psalm is that it deals with repentance and forgiveness and the imputation of righteousness. That's a big word, imputation, but it has, he's imparting, he is giving us his righteousness. And it deals entirely in the spiritual realm. It does not deal at all in the physical realm, but it's dealing with the realm of the heart where real forgiveness takes place. Amen. I notice here that in this whole psalm, there's never a mention of an altar. There's never a mention of the sanctuary. There's never a mention even of a sacrifice that is offered unto the Lord. None of those outward rituals that Israel had put so much stock in, none of those outward rituals that Israel saw as being what made them right with God, David's talking about something that happens in your heart. Listen, I thank God for the altar where you can get saved, but I'm glad you don't have to be on this altar to get saved. Amen. It can work in the altar of your heart when you get right with God. Amen. Thank God for the sanctuary, but it doesn't have to happen in the sanctuary. Thank God for the rituals and the things that we do. Understand that. But David's talking about salvation. It comes from God, and forgiveness. It comes from God purely, totally in the spiritual realm and in the realm of your heart. Amen. And so it's a blessed psalm that he's going to deal with here and point this out. Matter of fact, that's what Paul said that David discovered. Turn to Romans. We'll come back to Psalm 32 in a moment, but Romans chapter number 4, Paul quotes David's psalm, but he mentions something about it before he quotes it. He quotes a portion of the psalm in Romans chapter 4, really the first two verses, but he mentions something in verse number 6, Romans chapter 4 and verse number 6. He's building the doctrine about salvation without works. All right? Salvation without works. Again, he's dealing, laying down the fact that it's not the ritual and the routine, but it is repentance and forgiveness that takes place in the heart of the sinner. All right? Look at verse number 6. "Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." So Paul, the Apostle Paul, is quoting David's psalm, but he points out that David's psalm leaves off works, that it's not works that brings this forgiveness of sin. As I said, the whole Jewish religion was steeped in ritual and in physical acts of religion. But David had found forgiveness and David had found redemption by repenting of his sin and surrendering his will to God the Father. And so here in this psalm, David's going to recommend this approach to all others. Psalm number 32. This is a picture of grace. A picture of the grace of God. David is going to instruct us. He said, I'll teach transgressors thy way. He's going to instruct us in the way of salvation. Now, I want you to think about it. The grace of God. David, whose sin opened the door for others to blaspheme. That's what Nathan said about it. David, whose actions gave others an excuse. It doesn't really give them an excuse, but they use it as an excuse. David's actions gave others an excuse to sin. Now, God's going to use that same David to show, he said, I might have shown you how to sin, but I'm going to show you how to repent of it. And I'm going to show you how to get forgiveness of it. And I'm going to show you how to get out from under that load. And so God uses the very one that taught people how to sin to teach people how to get to the Savior. Amen.